All right, I'm going to get started. So welcome, Sister Queens, to our new module, which is called Sensual Embodiment. Sensual embodiment. This is something I've been waiting for. There's so much to teach you, and yet without the true embodiment of everything that I've been passing to you, it could be rendered meaningless, or it could be rendered pretty ineffective. Why? Because embodiment is such an important aspect of the queen, and this embodiment of the feminine arts and skills, this embodiment of the teachings, and most of all, the embodiment of you, of your light, of your being, of your shining, is what I'm going to be covering in this module. Today's lesson is about feminine voice, gestures, and touch. So let's start with a quote from Roman Payne. Never did the world make a queen of a girl who hides in houses and dreams without traveling. So to embody yourself in a feminine way, there are a few things that we're going to need to cover in this module. First is that of embodying your voice. Then we're going to talk about using your body via gestures and touch. And then we need to cover moving your body in a feminine, sensual way. And last, but definitely not least, feminine sexuality. Now today what you'll learn is about embodying the voice and sensual gestures and touch. So let's start here. I want to talk a bit about voice stream, this concept of voice stream or voice flow. So one thing that I've really noticed about women, people in general actually, but women, they either hide behind a man mode or a masculine voice, or it's just become a habit and their voice has become harsh, rigid, clipped, directional, pushing away. You know, there's a lot that I can see about a person just by their voice stream. I can tell you pretty much exactly what their voice is connected to. I can tell you what blocks are in the way. I can tell you what past life issues or early childhood issues are in their voice. So there's a lot there. But what we can do is start to move or dial our voice toward what we want it to be. So voice is an aspect of the inner feminine. Okay, I speak a lot about the true feminine power. The queen is about a shining of your true inner feminine power from inside out. Okay. So the thing is, we may think of our voice as something about the sound of the voice, or that it's just generated from the voice here, or ideas that are spoken through the voice. But I want you to understand that the voice is always connected to something. So it's either connected to something totally unconsciously, or after you've learnt this lesson with me, it's connected really consciously. And we want it to connect to you. To your essence, to your shining light, to, for example, which is what we're going to learn today, to your heart or to your pussy, for example. And there's reasons why you want to connect to your pussy, because your pussy brings a space. Now, before we go into the practice here, what I want you to understand about men, okay, we're doing this in this particular course because men love women who love their body. Men are super, super sensitive to us, and they really have highly tuned sensitivity to the feminine. Now, like ourselves in our modern world, men may have very well kind of become a bit numbed to things that are feminine, but if you start turning up in your feminine, behaving feminine, being feminine with them, shining feminine energy, They're gonna feel it. They're not gonna necessarily cognize what's going on, but they're gonna sense you. Their radar goes and it hones in on feminine women. You watch them and it hones in on feminine women, feminine embodied women, right? So this is what we're learning in this module essentially. So if we're working with this concept that the voice is always connected to something, for example, it could always be connected to your head, your mind. It could be connected to your anxiety or your fear. It could be connected to these very unconscious parts of yourself. So when we learn these practices, we're learning to go, okay, when I speak, as I'm speaking now to you, and I'm just gonna model what I want you to learn here. Now, as you're learning, I want you also to do what I'm doing now, which is put your hand on your heart. So I'm totally gearing my energy towards speaking from my heart. Now, it's not about volume. It's not about necessarily the sound, although it does affect the sound. It's more the energy flow that flows on the sound of your voice, okay? And so when I'm speaking to you from my heart, I'm probably speaking to your heart from my heart. And so when I'm speaking from my heart to your heart, even across a video like this, you should be affected by that. Now it's even more effective in person, okay? So I will really consciously connect my voice to my heart when I'm wanting to bring softness or gentleness or opening or love to my partner or to a friend. If I'm comforting somebody who I can feel is anxious or in fact is in distress outwardly, and this very tone and flow of the voice will affect them. They'll receive it. Now, I'm making clear here, men and women will receive your connected voice. And you're going to get a chance to practice this. This is going to be your homework this week, is this conscious connecting of your voice and your gestures and your touch. Okay, I'm going to gear my energy differently. I'm going to gear my energy into my pussy. And I'm even kind of shuffling my body so that I'm gearing down into my pussy, whatever I need to do to feel my pussy more. Now I'm going to get you to do this when you practice. I'm going to get you to cup your hands over the pussy or over the lower belly. And then we could call this womb or pussy. It doesn't matter. Of course, we speak of pussy in an empowered way in the powerfully feminine work, because we get to own this again. There is, as I said, the reason why I love the word pussy is it's both soft and strong. Yeah, pussy is soft and strong. All right. Okay, so now I'm speaking to you from my pussy, as in the flow of my voice starts down here, flows up through my voice and out to you. Now I'm going to very consciously connect my pussy energy and my voice to yours. Yes. Pussy talk, we could call it. Pussy talk, right? We can connect pussy to you. And this is a good thing as women, because we need to talk about these things and we need to talk to each other's pussies. We need to encourage our feminine power. We need to encourage our beautiful, rich sexuality, whether it's being enacted upon or whether it's just in your energy, okay? So I just want you to feel the effect of my voice as I'm speaking from my pussy, okay? Now, when you practice this yourself, you can just be crazy around the house and just talk to yourself. Put your hands either on the pussy or on your heart, okay? Now I can rapidly move. I can move back into my heart. Okay, now I'm speaking from my heart again. And now I'm speaking from my pussy again. Now that level of dexterity will come in time. And you see, whether I'm talking about your heart center or your pussy or your womb, and that these are energetic centers in our body as women, what I really want you to understand with the voice and with this sensual embodiment piece is all of these things are an expression of your inner feminine, like out through our body, through our voice, through our gestures, through our movement, or in fact through our sexuality. We are expressing our inner feminine outward through the body. The body is this incredible vehicle through which we can express our feminine power. So the next thing I just want to talk about is sensual gestures and touch. Now, some of these lessons are going to cross over a little bit with each other, but you know, when I speak about flow and the voice, equally we want to start to think about flow, fluidity, and rounded shapes when we're talking about gesture, touch, and movement. Okay, Our next lesson's about feminine sensual movement in and of itself. But I just want you to, you know, I'm sitting here when I'm not moving with the lower half of my body at the moment. So today we're going to talk about gestures and movement as if you're sitting down in front of somebody, and that you get to start to use your hands in a fluid, evocative, feminine way. And I can promise you that feminine is about curvy movements, sideways, circularity. So if I was speaking to you, I'd be using my hands in a fluid, evocative way. And if I was being masculine, I'd be going, now you do this, and then that, and then da, da, da. Okay? See the difference? Feel the difference? I didn't want to do that for too long. Okay? So if I am talking to you, I'm a big gesturer. You may not be. It's fine. I always say that if you tied my hands down, I wouldn't be able to speak. So for me, the sense of movement and speech are often something that work together, especially if I'm on stage. My body, my hands, my gestures are a big embodiment of what I'm teaching a lot of the time. And you may have noticed this about me. So we've got gesture. So gesture sort of goes to touch. Now, whether it's touch of yourself, again, we want it to be gentle, caring gestures, touch of our own body, where we actually kind of might want to trace the curves of a part of our body when we're in conversation. Now, this is very sensual. And yes, it can be seductive, but I'll do this with a girlfriend too. You know, I'm not doing it to seduce per se or flirt. I'm doing it to enjoy my own form. And I also know that if I'm feeling a bit anxious or something, if I'm touching my own body, it also creates a certain amount of reassurance. So I also might use my hair, you know, in a way that's circular. It's a gesture. I'm gesturing using my body, you see? Yeah. And then I might be rubbing parts of my body. I'm often rubbing parts of my body when I'm in conversation with somebody. It's not just self-care. It's sort of like this appreciation of my flows and my form. And similarly, if I was to be touching another, whether it's a friend or a lover, I would take this concept and I would use the actions in a fluid, think S curves. Think an S when you think feminine, or you think a river, right? The river is an S. So I might stroke my man's arm, you know, in a circular way, or it doesn't just mean soft touch, because some people don't like soft touch. It just tickles them. I can do either. Depends. Sometimes I don't like the tickle. Sometimes I want firmer touch. But also the way I'll touch my man, you know, sometimes it'll be sort of pressing, massaging, yeah, or it'll definitely be very fluid. I don't stay in one place when I'm, you know, touching my man's body especially, okay? And then I might take some pause from doing that, and then I'll come back to myself and I'll feel like, you know, I want to express gesture and touch with my own body. Now, I just want to make clear that, you know, I'm not talking about being pornographic here. I'm talking about being sensual. And it's our nature to be sensual, you know. So right now, I'm not sure if you can even see it on the video, I'm just sort of feeling the need to sort of, if I sit in front of someone, I might just be gently massaging my foot or rubbing my foot. You know, it's not totally just for the need to feel the comfort or massage. It's the touch, you know. Now, I am also a primary physical touch person, so you might want to put this through your own lens with regard to the love languages. So I'm talking about the way you'd touch if you were touching, okay, and the way that you'd be moving your body. So I even know there's times when, you know, I'm often playing with my hands. Sometimes I can be a bit stronger with my hair. I would be faster. For me, it's often a slowing down. It's a slowing down of movement. Allowing myself to be sensitive, caring of myself. And for me, you know, if I'm touching myself while I'm listening to somebody, I'm also being very attentive to them. I am very kinesthetic, so I take in a lot whilst I'm touching myself or whilst I'm in movement. Okay, but that's the feminine. The feminine is movement to the masculine, that's stillness. Yeah. Now, the other thing I just wanted to pass, and I don't have any food in front of me, but this also translates into how we eat. Okay, so you could just eat in a kind of methodical way and speed up and shove food in. Or you could eat in a really sensual way. There was food on my plate here. Just say it was fruit or something. I'd pick it up with my fingers and I could be really sensual in the way I put it in my mouth, and I could feel the shape of the blueberry in my mouth and let it pop and feel the juices in my mouth and enjoy the sensual experience of eating. Like, some things are more sensual than others to eat. Watermelon or mango. Mango is an incredibly sensual, messy thing to eat. You can eat that in a very sensual way. And I'm also stressing that this is not in order to seduce another. This is for your own sensual pleasure, basically. So we can take seemingly mundane things, actions, motions in our life, and we can turn them into sensual pleasure consciously. When I slow down my eating, when I really appreciate the food, when I, you know, if it were fruit, if I was touching the food, or smelling it. Like if I'm walking in a hiking and I see flowers, I'll often stop and I'll smell them and I'll smell the texture. I'll pull the pine cones off or the leaves off the trees and I'll rub them between my fingers and I'll smell them and I'll invariably go, smell that to my partner, because it's incredibly sensual to do that, right? So there's so much that we can apply this to for our own sensual embodied pleasure. And when this becomes more normal and natural to you, it starts to translate into the way that you're communicating through your body, as in you're communicating your essence through your voice. You're communicating your essence through your gestures, right? Through your touch, through the way that you eat. Can you see? And these things will translate into volumes with a man. All this subtle attention to detail, this feminine application into all of these things in your life. He's going to notice those. The way you choose what you're going to wear. I really wanted to wear something drapey today. I really wanted to not wear a bra today because I needed to feel this fabric on my skin. So for me, clothing, adornment, has a lot to do with how it feels on my body and how in that day, in that moment, it shines something that I want to shine of my essence through that activity or that event. Yeah, it's a different way to consider adornment too. So let's just go back to touch. When you're applying touch to somebody else, it's about touching with presence and intention. Presence and intention. You're not touching just to touch. You're touching to connect to somebody. You're touching to let them feel you a little bit more intimately. Okay? You're touching in order to comfort somebody. You're touching in order to, you know, maybe start to pass some sexual desire into them through your touch. Yeah? Now, of course, the other piece here, we're going to talk a bit about other pieces here in sexuality, but a lot of that also translates through our eyes and through our smile, through the way we use our lips when we speak. And you don't necessarily have to say anything for your lips to be pretty evocative. You might notice that often men are watching your lips or your eyes when you're speaking. Yeah? So you can enjoy that. You can be sensual with your lips. You can be sensual with your eyes. So, my loves, today what we learned is about embodying your voice. And we also learned about sensual gestures and touch and sensual use of the body in communication. Now, your homework is going to be applying these things into your communications. Now, whether it's with a friend or a woman or with your husband or with a partner or with somebody that you're dating, obviously we need to go back to boundaries here, because if it's too early, you may not be touching them yet, and you definitely may not be touching them sexually or sensually. So let's have that caveat in place. You can do a lot without ever touching somebody, just through the use of the voice or the use of the gestures and the use of your face, okay? And of course, I want you to feel, as we end up here today, you know, if we think circular motions, when we feel our energy body, okay, the etheric body, as you're learning through the meditation, these centers are more like a globe, an oval. They're more like an expression of a center to a periphery, and that becomes a bit like a circular globe. So my heart center is not just in the middle of my chest. It's more this expression of something like this, yeah? And same so with our womb or pussy energy. It's more like an expression of something like a flowering or a circular or a rounded, a spherical kind of experience. And of course, these energies cross over. They're not just one thing in one place. Sending always my love to you. And I really want to see how you start to apply all of this work that we've learnt to now, and this more deliberate work of the voice and the gestures and the touch, into your life, into everything in your life. Sending so much love, and I will see you back next week. Bye-bye for now.